we should probably have a backup, backup, and a backup to a backup, backup.
Sure.
Two and oh, baby. Mum and dad are away, so the kids are in charge. Pete fell down a hole, and the Cowboys pulled themselves out of one. Monty Malone goes off for St. Paddy's Day. Pink takes over the stadium. Welcome to On the Ranch, episode 158.
158.
Can you believe it's 158 episodes?
Well done.
Like, it feels like a Joe Rogan, like it's been going on for years and years, and he's got like 700 of them, or 1,000.
One day. You'll be there one day.
It's a lot. 158. It's a big number. So very proud of the boys for getting that done.
Well done. And you were a part of that.
Oh, yeah. But I can't be proud of myself. So I've got to put it out there. I've got to put it out there.
Of course you can be proud of yourself.
Okay. So I'll make sub Bob. Oh, no, that's not me. So,
you Kat, fooled me there.
You're on the socials?
Yeah, just Kat Gunn on socials.
Kat Gunn on socials?
Yeah.
All right, anything else you want to plug?
Not right now, no.
All right, I'm Morgan Holmes Evans on, what do we got, Facebook, Instagram. I just use my full name, which is a bit weird, but I figure most people...
Brand.
What am I hiding from? Yeah, like, I'm not an anonymous. What am I hiding from? So I figure Morgan Holmes Evans on all my socials. There's only one of us in the world, so it's pretty easy to find me.
That's remarkable that there's only one in the world.
It is interesting because I've had a few people who, like, I don't know, like, we know each other, but I wouldn't have thought they'd, like, know how to find me, if that makes sense.
Right.
And I'm like, no, that makes sense. They just put my name in. Like, how hard can it be, right?
Yeah.
All right, so, on the spot, Facebook, what is this?
I think he was going to phone in.
I don't think he is. So, it's only Kat and I today because Pete has come a cropper. Amazingly, on St. Paddy's Day, but what's more amazing, not alcohol related.
I can't believe that. I think it's karma. I think the world was like, this isn't right. Pete's not drinking. I'm going to be drinking on St. Patrick's Day.
No, because the second I saw that he hurt himself, I just went, oh, well, that makes sense. It's St. Paddy's Day. Everything ticks the boxes here. This is typical P101.
Yeah.
And then it turned out it was actually a proper injury that had nothing to do with him partaking.
Poor Pete. Fell down a hole.
Yeah. So we'll have to, when he's back in Townsville, because he's offside at the moment, we'll fill you all in and we can have a good laugh about it. But it might be a little too early to laugh about it. It might be a little too...
We'll need an injury update. Maybe the NRL physio can tell us how long he'll be out.
Maybe we could post to him and say, hey, look, we're a number one Cowboys podcast. One of our hosts...
done a potential MCL.
...has done a knee. We've got an MCL injury. Can we get a proper, you know, what's the word? Like a report.
Yeah.
You know, like review. A review and a potential comeback day.
And Billy, who's normally on keys, it's his birthday.
It's his birthday. Happy birthday, Billy.
Billy on keys.
How exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gave him the night off.
I wish I was his young Bill. Young Bill, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
And Rob's away for the night, but he'll be returning soon.
Yeah.
He's just got some stuff he has to take care of.
Morgs, you're going to Pink, hey? Is that this weekend?
I am going to Pink. So... I'm in the front half of the standing on the ground area.
Oh, so you'll be on the hallowed turf.
I'm on hallowed turf. I reckon I'm going to be about 30 metre line or something like that. Yeah, maybe the 30, 40 metre line.
Excellent.
Depends how close we can get.
Nice.
So, looking forward to it.
Don't break up the turf, mate.
No, I'm hoping that I'll be able to actually get a bit. I might just grab a handful and just punch it out and put some in my pocket.
Yeah.
And then what I can do is I can bring some home. I can transplant it.
Oh, I was thinking you were going to go in a shadow box and mount it, but no.
No, I mean, that'd be kind of cool, but I figure if I can actually grow a bit, I can have a little bit of hallowed turf at home.
I love it.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Love it.
I mean, I just have to get a grandstand and some ability to play football and I'll be sweet.
And crowd and, yeah.
True. That's true. Yeah. Yeah.
You can't play football by yourself.
Get some commentators. I have no talent in football. I'm happy to admit I have no talent. All right. So... should we move on?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, let's do Postman. Over to you.
So, we've had a bit of a chat in the Stockmans, which is for their Patreon. Do you want to fill people in on the Patreon, Morgan?
Oh, the Patreon. So, go to patreon.com, search On The Ranch, and if you...
is it On The Ranch NQ?
I think it might be On The Ranch NQ. We'll just check that now. But basically, you can support us from as low as, I think it's $1 a month or $3 a month, and you get... to join the Stockman group, which is a bit of a private group in the Facebook.
That's if you're the highest...
is it?
Subscription, maybe?
Oh, we'll have to review this. But I'll tell you what, you know what was going off during the football game? The Stockman. The Stockman chat, group. The chat was fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, so well worth being in it.
Good vibes there.
And you also get a drink at Molly's.
Yes.
Right, which I believe you possibly blown the tab for the podcast for the year.
I did, because I was there on St. Patrick's Day at Molly's, yep, and it went off.
Went
I
off.
Did not think that was the time to try and call on my Patreon free beer. They were a little overwhelmed. They handled it well,
yeah,
but it was packed. It was really such good a good see. Vibe. Such a good vibe. The Guinnesses were going down beautifully. Yep. The music was great.
Yep, good vibes.
It was the place to be.
It would have been going off. Yeah. I reckon it would have been good.
Loved it.
You sent through a couple of awesome pics. I saw Cole was in one.
Yeah.
So shout out to Cole. And I'm sure he's listening.
Yeah, and the Power 100 boys.
Oh, really? Yep. Archie?
Yeah, and yep. Donnie.
Yep. Just testing you.
Yeah. They were good. Good. I was telling them about Pete's mishap.
Yep.
And Archie's like, sorry, who?
Who's that?
I was calling him Pistol Pete, and he's like, oh, Pete Coventry, of course. So
that all makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Yep. I was like, oh. So also, on our socials, we had some comments from the episode post. Morgs, you got called out Scott
what did
Groves.
I do?
You came to Melbourne and didn't even let Scott Groves roll out the red carpet for you.
Oh,
slightly
well,
devastated, he said.
I got nothing to say. I must make my apologies.
Yeah.
It was a flying visit. It was in and out. It was down. See Taylor Swift.
See twice. Titanic.
See twice. Titanic. Twice.
I didn't know it was twice.
So I won't go into it too much because this is a Patreon chat thing, but went down on the Friday night, so to the Friday night show.
Yeah.
While we were down there, some people we know who had a Sunday night ticket pulled out.
Really?
So they were like going to try and find someone to take the Sundays. We're like, well, we're here.
Yeah.
We'll take them.
So much to take in.
So
we
went
you?
Twice.
Brilliant.
So the first night, I probably overindulged a bit. So it was actually good on a Sunday to actually make sure those memories were locked into the head.
Excellent. Eddie Hewitt's also said, as much as I hate Felty having his second try denied, that was from the round one game, I think it would have been a downer on Matty Bowen's birthday weekend to have his record matched.
Good point.
Felty for a triple against the Knights. Close. One.
Yeah.
But yeah, you had good point. Let Matty Bowen have his birthday.
That would be a downer for Matty Bowen. Birthday loses his record.
Yeah, which he's held for how long?
But I tell you what, I hope Felty gets it. As much as I want him to score like hat-tricks every single week, I hope he scores it in Townsville.
That means 3 weeks without a try. Like,
I know, that's
two,
the problem.
2 weeks without a try at
least. I
just
can't see it happening. He's a try machine.
Yeah.
Yep.
He is.
So that's a bit sad.
It is. We had some fun memes about the Hounds of Justice. And I want to add Clifford the Big Red Dog in there.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Ryan Robbie, that is an amazing meme.
Love it. Thank you. Love it.
Yep.
Also in the Stockman Jibber Jabber, Rob pointed out that when we won in 2015, during that season, we won a few by golden point. Is this the start of a pattern?
It could be. It could be. It could be a sign.
I was at the first Cowboys Broncos game of that year as well.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm going to be at this one.
Oh,
we don't want the same result, though, as that game in 2015.
Did we get pumped a bit?
Horrible.
Yeah, right.
And I was with two Broncos supporters.
Oh, that does sound like a bad night.
And it was so bad, they weren't even making fun of me.
Oh, that just got sad. I just felt sad for you.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Yeah, because we'd driven down as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's where the similarities are going to end. Yes, good. Mitchell Firth sent us a message saying that after game two, my heart couldn't take this. Someone book Holmes a 3-day trip to Bali.
Oh.
Ouch. But fair.
Yeah.
Ryan Robbie's commented on the playlist for last week that he nominates Free Fallen for Pistol Pete this week for his number 100 effort in the tipping comp.
That is an amazing post.
Quite the dive.
It's so true.
It is true.
He made such a big deal about being first.
It's unlike Pete to go the early crow,
and
though.
You just know that it's going to be such a fall from grace now for him, the poor lad.
Yeah. Yeah. And some good chat on Pistol's multi-post, which died first leg.
Oh, yeah. That was such a disappointment.
It was. Like, but also not... We should be used to it by now, right?
Yeah, we really should. It's on us for not expecting that.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't tell anyone this, but sometimes when they dong first leg, I'm like, you know what? Maybe it's just... You know how Pistol often is one-off?
Yeah.
So I'm like, what if it's the first leg? And so sometimes I'm like, ah, bugger it. Let's just roll it again minus the first leg.
Nice.
And it never comes off.
Oh, that's a shame. But what a game round two was.
Yeah, so I had the fortunate position of being at the game. Really good game. It was a little bit of a iffy one in the first half.
Definitely a tale of two halves, that one, if ever there was a game.
But I'll tell you what, for those who stuck around, which thankfully was pretty much the entire crowd, because we can come back, it was an amazing end.
Do you know what? I was at home in my lounge room, and from 10 minutes to go in normal time, I was on my feet.
Yeah.
I could not sit down. It was...
And then every time it looked like we were about to score, and like, oh, wrong here, something would go wrong, you know? And then we just had to delay it to the very end to come home strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just amazing.
Because we can't do things easy.
We can't do them easy. No, it's like the 2015 grand final. We could do it the easy way, but then it wouldn't be the core memory that we have.
That's right, it wouldn't be written in fairy tales.
Exactly right.
Football folklore.
It's like Val could have kicked some of our stuff. But then we wouldn't have gone to overtime, and then we wouldn't have had the great game.
To be fair, this early in the season, I wouldn't be mad if we did it easy, you know?
It would be nice. Yeah. But what a cracker of a game. It was. I didn't think it would be that tight. I thought we were going to beat the Knights a little bit more comfortably. But it just felt like in the first half, we just didn't seem to have it together. I don't know, like I heard some people around me saying, oh, we just look tired. And you know how everyone always says, oh, we've got to be avenged in Townsville because it's hot and humid and they're going to come up from down south and they're going to be worn out.
Yeah.
It always seems to backfire on us. We are the team who looks to be tired and worn out.
Yeah. I have a theory that we were just trying to get our error quota out of the way for the first half.
That's potentially true. Yeah, get it all out. Make all your mistakes.
Oh,
yep.
It hurts.
I also have a theory that I reckon Coach Payton may have had a few stern words to say in the locker room.
Right.
Because they did come out a little bit better in the second.
Would have been one hell of a rocket, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if he has got as much punch. He's lost that facial hair. He doesn't look as scary anymore.
He looks younger, doesn't he?
100%.
Yeah. What do you prefer? What do you think's better? Are you pro facial hair or you like the...
I'm the sheriff. I like the facial hair.
I think it suits him.
Yeah.
You know, I think it gives him a bit of authority too, you know, a bit of salt
and pepper. That's what I was going for. Yeah. Authority. Yeah.
Authority, exactly right. For sure.
Yeah, it was definitely the Chad and Dearden show in the end. Bad news out of that, though. Lukey with his syndesmosis injury.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
Looking at 6 to 8 weeks without him. So, what they worked out, we were back roughly around Panthers, which will be a home game, and then followed by Dolphins' home game. So
that should be good.
Yeah, but I was really hopeful for him this season.
Yeah, he does seem to have some bad luck when it comes to the injury front, but he does seem also to be a pretty fast recoverer.
He's a young kid. Kids
bounce. He's a young kid, but bounce back.
And as we pointed out a little earlier, Felt is now equal top try scorer for Cowboys at 130.
Yeah, that is amazing.
That is
and amazing. You know what? I'm so happy for him. I'm so glad he came back this year.
Right.
Like last year, we had people riding him off saying he's done. And, they had the little thing where he wasn't in it for a couple.
Yeah.
I'm so, so happy he came back.
And he can get
a record. He won his spot back. Yep. He wasn't giving it back because of injury. No. He won it back.
Yeah.
Due to hard work, skill, perseverance, and you know what? Just being Townsville's favourite son.
Yeah, well done, brother Kyle.
Yeah, congratulations, Kyle. Can't wait to keep watching you this year. And you know what? If he wants to go next year, I'm all in on it as well.
Bring it on. Wouldn't you get to a point, though, where you're like, I just don't want to get up early every day anymore?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. When you hear like some players interviewed after they've retired, they realise that they were done when they just don't want to get up and recover, like they don't want to do the bath and the stretching and the exercise, and they've realised they still have the love for playing the game, but they just don't have the love for all the...
torturing themselves.
Yeah, all the injuries and going along with it.
Fair point.
Yeah, like that would be... It would be painful. It's not like you just go out and play once a week. It's a full-time job for these guys.
Yeah.
They're training, they're running, they're recovering. And it
hits must are getting just harder.
Wear you out.
Yeah.
And you're right. Everyone's bigger and stronger and more powerful these days.
Yeah.
Like, faster. You look 15, 20 years ago, they weren't as jacked and as built as they were.
Mm-mm.
Like, everyone's out now to smash into you and really do the big hits. And it would wear you out.
Yeah.
So, I can't blame him.
Yeah, I could never play. If I saw someone, a unit running at me, I'd just throw the ball. You can have it.
Yeah, I'll be a bit like that too, I reckon.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, 3-2-1s.
Okay, do you want to start off with Rob?
Yeah, Rob. So Rob gave 3 points to Dearden, and he said, like a little bulldog, is he in the hounds of justice? Because maybe he should be. Number two, or 2 points, sorry, was to Cotter. Pretty sure he's a machine sent from the future. And one, Chad. Shit first half, like near everyone, but then brushed his hair the right way and turned into a super Chad. Oh, and not in the bad super Chad way. Yeah. You want to read Pistol's?
Yeah, I can do Pistol. So Pistol, have a look. I think he's copied me a bit here. He's gone deed and 3 points. A true captain's knock, eyes up footy, especially in Golden Point. For two, he'll kill me if I don't read it out like this. Chadwick T, cometh for man, cometh the hour. A kicking game that got us back into the contest and eventually the win. For 1 point, Pistol's gone Cotter. The glue in the middle, stiffening up our D. You reckon he's done it on purpose?
Absolutely, he's done that on purpose. Yeah,
stiffening up our D, the leader of the pack, standing up when needed.
I'm just gonna leave that one alone. So I'll do, hang on, who's the next one?
That's you?
Yeah,
so you can do yours if you like.
Can I?
Or do you wanna swap or I haven't put all the little things in. So
I've noticed that, so I'm going to do my own. So I gave 3 points to Dearden. He left a huge mark on the game in the second half. Almost did in the first half with the try that was disallowed. Chad would have been 3 points. Oh, sorry, two for Chad. Would have been three, but the hair.
Oh, it's bad. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that.
I don't know either.
Like, who's letting that to happen?
But Chad does Chad, so that's
good. He's his own man.
Yeah. And number one, I've gone to Reece Robson. So many people could have got the 1 point, but for me, him stealing that ball in the dying minute saved our butts.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we had, I think I said it in the Jibba Jabba Patreon chat, we had so many opportunities to win that game and we threw them all away.
We did.
It's like we made, as you said, we wanted to make it as hard as possible for ourselves. It's like we didn't want to win and then we just happened to fall across at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if it wasn't for Robbo, the whole game would have come under.
Correct.
Yeah.
I mean, there's arguments that there's a few more kicks went over and that sort of stuff as well. But
yeah, a couple of kicks, a couple of conversions.
It wasn't everybody's best day at the office, but that's okay.
But you know what? It's a team game. It's a team effort. And they all rallied around. And, you know, the people who didn't have the best game got looked after by the people who had a better game. And, you know, everyone covered for each other's mistakes.
Yeah, and we got the win. We got the win. The 2 points.
I didn't see anyone kind of, like, drop their head or, you know, give it in or anything like that. Didn't see anyone sort of, you know, any sort of niggle or arguing on the field. They just went, you know what, we need to win this game. Yeah. We need to play better.
The energy that they, when they kept getting around each other at the end, like in the second half particularly, like what they were doing last year. And I think getting that win from adversity...
Yep.
That's going to come in handy later in the season, right? That we can
Completely.
Pull it out. Sorry,
on top of that, the fact that they won, it could easily have been one of those games like the Titans game last year where you go, you know what, we should have won that.
Mm-hmm.
We had the game. At the end of the season, that could be what makes us either get in the eight or in the top four.
Yeah.
Like, that is the kind of game where we have to take the opportunity when we have it to get the points and not to throw it away. And that's why you get in the top four, the top eight, and you can get into the finals.
For sure.
Okay, so for mine, I have gone Chad. Basically, I reckon, well, obviously he won us a game with a kick in the end.
Yes.
But on the park, I reckon he had a strong day out.
He did. Got over the strip as well.
Yeah, got himself a nice little four-pointer. So I went Dearden for two. Strong game as always. I'm such a big fan of Dearden. My number one player, no surprises felt. Number two is Dearden. So you're never going to hear me say anything bad about Dearden. Don't worry. And for number one, this could be a little bit of a mulligan, a little bit of a give me, but I went Felty, our friend Felty, for tying the score with Bowen and just, you know, having a good day out.
Yeah, he had a good day out. Yeah. He set up some beautiful plays. He set up Chad's try.
Yep. And he's looking, I'll tell you what, I said this in the group chat, he's looking fit this year. Yeah, he looks really good. I reckon he's had a good off season.
Yeah.
And I reckon if this is his last year, I reckon he's gone, you know what, I'm going all out and I'm not going to leave anything on the field. No regrets.
Bring it on.
Good on him. All right. So, round three preview.
We are facing the Dragons.
Dragons, what do you reckon?
Away. So, it depends. I guess if it's the Dragons that the Dolphins just trolloped.
Yeah.
Holy dooly, what a blowout that was. Go the Dolphins.
Yeah, they got smashed.
Yeah.
Yep.
Are they going to come back firing?
I reckon, I mean, everyone says they will, but history shows that they may not.
Yeah, you got to have ammo to fire properly, right?
I mean, where are the Dragons? About 11th. And we're second. Like,
here we are.
You know, it's only two games in, early days. But I reckon the ladder probably is pretty... You know what? Looking at the ladder, it's pretty accurate to where it was, except for Broncos and Panthers maybe. Tigers are a bit high, but yeah.
What, they're above ninth?
Who's that?
Tigers, are they're home of ninth?
Oh, no,
above?
Tigers are 12th. They're on the drop already. They've already slipped, they're already on the way down. I reckon the Dragons are about right in 11th. So yes. I reckon, cool.
So shout out to there's a guy called Mad Dragon who goes on socials.
Yes.
Now he's taken the idea of on the spot. What came first, we don't know. But has actually followed through with it. And he might be a bit quiet now after the result, but he was certainly fired up before the Dolphins game.
Mm-hmm.
And we might have a little bit more to say on this. Stay tuned.
Yeah, check him out, Mad Dragon. We'll have to post up his
socials
or something.
For sure.
Yeah. Yep.
How's the side looking for the game, Morgan?
Pretty good. Do you want me to go through the list here?
Yes, please.
Okay, sweet. All right, so obviously we've got the out being Lukey, but we've got some big ins. So, number one fullback, we got Drinkwater. Winger, Felt. Number three centre, Holmes. Four centre, Labour. I tell you what, I'm so big on Labour this year.
Loving the butt.
Loving the butt. Up the butt. Get up the butt. Number five, our winger is Murray Talagi. 5'8", 6", we've got Tommy Dearden, the captain. We've got Chad Townsend playing halfback in the 7. Jordan McLean, the first prop. We've got Reece Robson in hooker. Jason Tomalolo, 10. What did you think of Jason Tomalolo's game last week?
Brief,
yes. He definitely seems to be on the limited minutes.
Yeah, and we know why now.
Yes. I'm glad they came out and explained it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, the degenerative knee condition. Was it cartilage or bone? Or
meniscus?
Yeah.
Might have been
a
meniscus.
Doesn't sound great.
I think Pete might have the same degenerative knee issue. 11, we've got Kuli Kefu Fenefuaki. We've got Jeremiah Nanai, 12. Ruben Cotter, 13. On the interchange bench, we got Townsville's favourite.
Other favourite, other than Felty?
Well, yeah, number two favourite. We can have two favourites.
Of course
we got
can.
One out on the left and one out on the right. We've got Jakey G. Granville. We've got big Griffin name, Gryffindor, on the bench next to him. Sam McIntyre, number 16. And 17, we've got young Jack. So good on Jack.
The other Jack G.
Go Siski. And he's on the 7. And Tommy Chester in reserve. Replacement. So he's not far off getting in the squad.
Yeah.
So good on him.
Jake Clifford's way down.
Yeah,
loose,
Clifford's way down. What's going on there? Like, why do we get him all the way over from England when we're punting him off into 22?
Got to earn his spot, I suppose.
We've got
a tight team and we've got depth. So that's good.
And no Duffy. I'm not seeing Duffy anywhere on the list either.
So, I wonder if there's a reason for that.
Yeah, we'll have to investigate that. We'll report back, people. So, where were we? That's the list for number 3 game.
Yeah, for round 3. Bring it on. 3
from
3, baby.
It will be... What day is that? So that is on the Saturday at 4:30. So that would be a nice way to lead in. So what you could do... Reason I brought that up is you could watch the Cowboys game in the city. Couple pre little, you know, party starters.
In your pink Cowboys jersey.
The pink Cowboys jersey for ladies in league.
Yep.
And then you can go down to the stadium and you can watch Pink perform. What a Saturday.
What a Saturday.
You know what? You could start at Molly's, then you go down Flinders Street.
Yep.
Pop into the Cowboys club.
Yeah.
And then you head straight down to the stadium.
Perfect.
That sounds amazing.
That actually sounds like a really good weekend.
That's a good way to do a Saturday. Exactly. Even if you're not going to... Yeah, 100%. Get down to Molly's. Get a crumb steak.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking the other night?
What?
If you want a crumb steak at 11 o'clock on a Saturday night, you reckon you go to Molly's?
At 11, I think the kitchen might be closed by
then. Yeah, you reckon they can just pop it in the microwave or something like that?
Maybe if you ask nicely.
Yeah, we'll have to try it one
day. Ask Cole.
Yeah, we'll put him up.
Yeah.
All right.
So some news from this round, what everybody's been frothing over, is Xavier Coates' try at the end of the Melbourne Storm game.
Yep.
It was a sensational try.
Great try. Hands down.
Absolutely fantastic. But the hyperbole and the just visceral, I don't know, was it that good a try? Like, is it better than any of Felt's tries? That he scores like that.
Felt's been doing it for years.
Yeah, I couldn't understand why they were raving about it so much. What am I missing? How is it that much better than what Felt has been doing for donkey's years?
I think it's a fact that it happened down south.
Yeah, and it's not the Cowboys.
It's not the Cowboys.
No, we don't need to fan those.
No, look, it was a great try. Fantastic try. It just wasn't better than some of the others we've seen from both Felty and Murray Delaney. Yeah.
And
he's had some crackers too.
Don't forget 2017 Auckland Lions. Gallum Mosby.
Yep, Mosby.
Against Canberra.
Yep.
That was like 6 metres out and he dived and got over that line, right?
Yeah.
So, taking nothing away from Coates, incredibly athletic try.
Yep.
Not many people can do that, but a lot of wingers still can.
It's kind of what you do in your position, right? Like, if you can't do that, should you... I shouldn't say... Look, it's much for me to say, because clearly I'm not about to run out there and do it. But if you're not, if you're a winger and you can't do that kind of try, like, that's got to be your bread and butter. Like,
that's
you need to be doing that these days.
Now,
it is. Sure. It's so talented, so athletic, and so fast that you need to be able to do, maybe not to that same incredible level, but like that's kind of a try that you need to be able to do, you know, when you need to be able to get over.
Yes. Yeah. I just don't know why they blew a gasket over it.
I even saw articles that, like, in America, like, they were talking about it. Like, it's some amazing, like, worldwide phenomenon, you know?
Yeah. Well, good work, Coates, but let's keep it real. So, the tipping comp.
Yep.
All right, top 10. Pete, as we mentioned, is no longer number one in the tipping comp. And our top 10 in our everyday comp is we've got Brian Mayer as number one. Shout out to Brian Mayer.
Shout out, Brian.
A couple of people used jokers this round. This is a tasty round to get jokers.
Yeah, it is actually.
Yeah, it was quite a few perfect rounds. Castle Hill Hotboxer at number 2.
Pretty good name.
Robbo Mode 3. Marcus is?
I think it's an L.
Oh.
I think it's Mark at Ellis. I reckon that's
Marcus
a whole ninja.
Ellis. Yeah,
I
gotcha.
Yep.
Number 4. Anna Maria at 5. Chalky Milk.
Good name.
6, isn't it? ESPN numbers, I haven't bothered changing my name, is number 6.
If that's you, pull your finger out.
Unless those numbers mean something and you did that on purpose, and then fill us in, hey?
Otherwise, give yourself a name.
Yeah. Number 8, Cotter Be the Cow. I can't see
Cowboys.
That.
Cotter Be the Cowboys.
Right.
Yeah, Cotter Be the Cowboys.
Yep.
You can keep
going. Yeah, 9 tons of tips.
Yep.
10 Hails 7.
Hails 7. Congratulations if you're on the top 10. You're doing better than all of us.
Yeah, and congratulations if you got a perfect round. In the how's the Patreon comp looking, Morgan?
Well, I was actually going to quickly go through the that one again first for a second, because I was just looking to see where Pete has ended up.
Oh, tell me. I couldn't find him.
He has
on that first page.
Fallen. Now, it's possible at first glance, but it's possible that yours truly, old Morgan here, might be the leader of a pack. I'm 34.
Stop it.
So I'm not seeing anyone here above me. Because he's still...
Rob's 42.
He's 42.
Yeah, 47.
You're 47, catastrophe. So where's Pete? He must be on the second page already. This is a disgrace.
Pete.
Blades and Two Guns. I'm struggling to find him anywhere.
But on the plus side, I'm pretty sure the potato is below. The potato is currently 115th out of 116.
He's got a... Oh, here we go. Pete, 68. Pistol, Blades and Two Guns is 68.
Oh.
So...
You just missed out on 69.
Yeah. Oh, that's a shame.
And,
talk about a fall from grace.
Right. Pete should have learnt by now that the early crow never serves him well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, let's have a look at the Patreon. Number 1, we got Rion. Number 2, I'll back the Spud. That's good, actually. That's
it
really
is.
Good. I think everyone's backing the Spud. Number 3, can't tip for hit. That could be my second name. 4, Grizzly 87. 5, get your tips out. 6, Camo 99. Shout out to Camo. Long time fan of a pod and supporter. Thank you. Number 7, Golf Ball Whack. Number 8, Rubber Veneen. Great name. Number 9, Mouse Pie is a number 1. That is a fantastic name, Morgan. Number 10, Hess and Dearden. It's Guy Love. So congratulations, Patreon members, if you're in the top 10 especially.
Well
and
done.
Then we got Rob 12, Cat 13, and Pete is all the way down at 19.
19!
Yep, so make sure you get your tips in. Are we going to go do our tips now?
I think
do you want
so.
To do that?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, let's have a look.
All right, so Rob's given us his tips.
Kick it off.
Yeah, so the first game, Penrith versus Broncos. He's gone Penrith with a margin of 4. What have you done?
Well,
you think
funny.
About that?
That is a great question.
Pete's gone Panthers by 18. And I have gone the Broncos by 6.
I mean, it's in Sydney. I think I've got to go Panthers. I reckon it's going to be a close game. I'll go... I'm a very low margin tipper. I don't think it does well for me, but I'll go 4.
Right. And the potato has been spun prior.
Yep.
And the potato went Bronx.
Oh, Bronx. I'll tell you what. That is not going to be good for people.
All right. Game 2, Friday night at 5 o'clock, Friday afternoon. Warriors versus Canberra. Rob has gone Canberra. Pete has gone Waz. No surprise there.
I will also go Raiders. I'm with Pistol.
Yeah, I'm going the Waz.
Mm-hmm.
And Az has the potato.
Yep, nice.
Third game up. Roosters versus the Rabbitohs. Okay, Rob has gone for the Roosters.
That's a popular opinion, it looks like.
Except for Pete, who's gone the Rabbits.
I'm going Rabbits too, being my favourite second team. Go Bunnies. Yep. Go Buns.
Great. And I've gone for the Roosters. And... the potato has gone for the Rabbitohs.
Oof. Good to see there's some support.
From a potato.
From a potato. Hey, look, I'll take any support I can get.
All right. So then we're coming up to 2 o'clock on Saturday. We've got Bulldogs versus Titans. And Rob has gone Bulldogs. Pete has gone the Titans.
This is a tough one. I hate tipping Bulldogs, but... it's at Belmore. It's in Sydney. Titans aren't really doing anything exciting, but the Bulldogs are low. I'm going Titans.
Okay, yep. Nice. That was the potato has potato. Gone Bulldogs, and I have gone Titans.
Oof.
Okay. This is
the main game.
Yeah, headliner for us. St. George versus the Cowboys at 4:30 at Netstrata Jubilee Stadium. I'm going to go, Rob's gone Cowboys, Pete has gone St. George.
Psych.
Yeah, Pete's gone Cowboys. Morg?
I'm backing in the boys, I'm going Cowboys.
Yeah, and the potato, Boo, has gone St. George.
That makes sense. That does make sense.
It's typical potato. Yeah,
typical dirty potato. Is it a brushed or is it a brushed or is it a nice little clean one? Probably one of those dirty brush ones.
I've gone the Cowboys.
Good job.
Okay, Tigers versus Sharks. Rob has gone Sharks. Pete's gone Tigers.
I'm going Sharks.
I too am going Sharks. Yeah. And the potato as well went Sharks. Para versus Manly. We've got Manly from Rob, Para from Pete.
I'm going to go Eels.
Nice. I've gone Manly and the potato has gone Para.
Nice.
Last game rounding out round 3, Newcastle Knights versus Melbourne Storm. And that's 5:15 at McDonald Jones Stadium. So Pete and Rob have both gone Melbourne.
Yeah, I've also joined them. I'm going Storm too.
Yeah, yep. I've gone Storm. But the potato, going on a limb, going for the Knights.
For 90s.
Yeah.
For red and blues.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. And that's round 3 for the tipping.
Now are you going to Joker or no Joker? No Joker round?
For
no
me. Joker this round? Goodness, no.
Yeah, right.
And just before we move on, the Supercoach comp is alive and well, minus Morgs because he couldn't be asked.
Oh, hang on. In my defence.
In your defence.
In my defence.
What's your defence, Morgan?
My defence is I suck at Supercoach and it's just not enjoyable to take up a spot and suck.
Well,
but
this is an unlimited comp.
Look, it's not, I didn't say it's a good defence, but it's a defence.
Noted. Yeah. All right. So in the league, we currently have 25 people playing. Yeah, in the
perfect
top
number.
Yeah, isn't it?
26 would be too many.
You reckon?
Yeah.
In an unlimited number of comps.
Yeah, just one too many.
Sure.
Yeah.
Got you. So leading that, we've got on the overall score, getting felt up 2,054 points. Oof. I love Lamp, 2014.
I love what?
Lamp.
Lamp. Okay.
I love Lamp. Isn't that from Anchorman?
Oh, I mean, it could be.
Yeah. Big Willie and Mike Hunt.
Yeah, okay.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Third, Paul, that's a very treacherous name to say.
Yeah, that's a dangerous one.
1,934 points. So that's running our top 3 in the Supercoach. Notable mention to Billy, who's normally on keys, Oak Valley Chooks, 1,918 overall.
And did we mention it's Billy's birthday?
It's Billy's birthday.
Happy birthday, Billy. Hope you're having a big one. I reckon he's too busy frying them back to come in and do the keys on our dog and pony show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a good one. Live
it up,
mate.
I don't blame him. Congratulations.
Yeah.
30 again.
Not even 30.
No, he's nowhere near 30.
He's a child.
He's lucky to be 15.
Yeah. All right.
What are we up to?
So, Pistol hasn't actually given us his multi yet, so stay tuned. We will let you know on the socials what that is and whether it will go past the first leg.
We need to actually be able to bet on the multi.
That would be great.
To do like a prop side bet.
Yeah. Do you know any bookies?
Trent's always happy to spot us. So every time we have some crazy bet in the group chat, Trent goes, you know what? Instead of blowing your money with a betting agency, why don't you do it with me?
He's a smart investing man. So you know if he's up for that, your bet's stuffed, right?
Yeah, probably. So maybe we need to do a side bet with him and actually work out how many legs in the bet will last.
I know a few bookies from the track. We'll have a little word to them, see if they're willing to branch out.
Yeah, if they're interested.
If their license allows.
Because what I'm looking for is I'm looking for the ability to hedge my bet, because I'm losing 20 a week with Pistol. But if I can make it back on betting against his bet, then I think we might be in business. We might actually turn a profit in this little thing. Wouldn't that be amazing?
It would be. So, yeah, that would be amazing.
That's a great idea. I love it.
Yep. Let's work on that. We'll put that on.
So we'll get Pistol to send up his multi and we'll chuck him on all the socials.
Yeah, that's right. Excellent. So stay tuned so that you can lose your money.
Yep.
All right, playlist.
Playlist time. Do you want to kick it off?
Yeah, sure. So I've gone with a band that I saw at the Agnes Water Blues Fest in February.
Oh, very nice. How was the Blues Fest?
Outstanding.
And do you want to elaborate on why you were there?
Because it was fun.
Okay.
I didn't partake in playing myself.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. It was a great weekend, though. There's a band that closed it out. Their second last called Burger Joint.
Burger Joint.
Yeah.
Good name.
Song is called Pub in the Middle of Nowhere.
I like it.
Yeah, heaps fun. So Blues Fest, heaps of people were singing about broken hearts and love and lost friends and all this. And then these guys have a song about payday. They have a song about your friend that always comes, when it's their shout, just comes back with one beer from the bar.
Oh, that's Pete.
Yeah. I don't know about that, but we all know somebody like that, right? So check them out. Burger Joint, Pub in the Middle of Nowhere.
I like it. It's good ring. I have gone Taylor Swift Glitch.
Why have you gone with Glitch, though?
Because if there's a glitch in your switches, then you need to talk to us over at Fusion Networks, your leading Townsville and North Queensland IT company, also in Papua New Guinea. So if you need anything up in Port Moresby, LA, and you got some glitches in your switches, and you want to listen to Taylor Swift Glitch, then we are your people. FusionNetworks.com.au.
Outstanding. And Rob's phoned through his. He's gone with Tenacious D and one of their sensational covers, Hit Me Baby One More Time.
So I was wondering, when I saw this in the run sheet, I'm like, I wonder if that is a cover or if I've just actually done her own song with the same name.
No, it's a fantastic cover.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I'm going to have a listen to that.
Yeah.
You know, there's a UFC fighter. Do you ever watch UFC?
I do not.
So there's a
Combat
UFC
sports
fighter.
I'm not my jam.
Oh, no,
unless
I love
it's jousting.
It.
Jousting?
Jousting? Been a jousting fan?
But I don't know, combat sports, not
have
my
you
jam.
Been to the jousting lately?
Not lately.
Not lately? All right, let me know when it comes to town. I'll join you.
Nothing like a turkey leg at the jousting.
Yeah. And there's a fighter who always comes out to Tenacious D.
Okay.
Wonder Boy. Okay.
Right.
So his nickname is Wonder Boy, and he comes out to Wonder Boy.
Gotcha.
Last time he had a fight, he got walked out by the boys from Tenacious D in the whole uniform.
That is
right. Like they were cornering him.
They
it was amazing.
Cool dudes though, right?
They had such a good time. They were singing their own song and pretending to like air guitar. Seriously, the Tenacious D boys, they are just having a great life.
They're coming to Australia soon, I saw.
Really?
That would be fun.
That would be a good gig to go to.
It would be.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Pete didn't give us one, so maybe we should just allocate that Free Fallen for him.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's do that. Yep.
Free Fallen.
Done. Free Fallen.
Yep.
Done.
Tom
Pistol
Petty.
Pete.
Tom Petty.
Lock it in. Tom Petty. And the Heartbreakers, or is it just Tom Petty?
Hold, please. I should know this off by heart.
I think it might be with the Heartbreakers.
I should know this without. It just says Tom Petty.
Oh,
but we can.
Maybe it was one of his solo solo tracks.
Nice.
There you go. All right. Have we knocked this song ahead? Or
we have.
Is there anything else we need to cover?
I just wanted to do a shout out that on tomorrow night, which is Wednesday, those listening today, if you're looking for something fun to do, at the West End, there is a choir karaoke.
West End Pub?
Yeah, the West End Pub. So you know they do like pub choir.
Oh, yeah.
This is just like pub karaoke,
right? That's cool.
Yeah, it's heaps fun. So they had the first night there last week.
Yep.
It's normally the first and third Wednesday of every month.
Mm-hmm.
$10 a head, 7 to 8:30 in the beer garden to sing out. It's anybody can come.
That's
do
cool.
not need to be a good singer.
Yep.
Do not need to be able to sing at all. Just come and sing your heart out. It's It's so much fun.
That does sound fun.
And you should all get your butts there.
And it's a newly renovated pub and beer garden.
It's beautiful.
It's really nice. Yeah. They've done such a good job.
I haven't been there in yonks, and it was, the beer garden's great.
We used to have the office down near the West End. We'd head down there sometimes on like a Friday lunch, and they've got the all-you-can-eat little buffet with like all your little, you know, the little bain-marie thing.
Yeah.
Cool setup.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, go West End.
Yeah, so it's called Sip and Sing, and you can find it on the socials.
Love it.
Get your butts there.
We'll post it up, or we'll do something around that so you can find it. But West End Hotel, Ingham Road, opposite the showgrounds.
Yeah, that's the one.
Excellent. All right. I think that's us for the week.
Thanks for tuning in.
I hope you have made it this far. If you have, we both thank you from the bottom of our hearts for persevering. It may not have had the beautiful radio voices of Rob and the beautiful Larrikin Pete, but we've done our best.
We may have lacked finesse, but we did not lack enthusiasm.
Exactly. We made up for it in our hearts, even if maybe our voices didn't match. Feel free to give us our feedback on social media. We'll feel free to delete it if we don't like it.
Be nice.
Please be nice. And yeah, we'll post up everything on social media. We'll chuck up Pete's Multi. We'll chuck up
the song. Yeah.
We'll put it all up there. And apart from that,
find us on the Ranch on NQ on Insta.
Yeah, Insta. We're on Facebook. You can go to ontheranch.com.au, which basically is a direct link to the feed. You can join the Patreon. You get early access to the episodes. You get the free beer down at Molly's. You get the Jibber Jabber group chat,
and
which is
hopping.
You get the Stockman exclusive Facebook page. We've got some merch and stuff coming, so we're going to start really looking after them for supporting us and keeping us the number one global and trending Cowboys podcast in the world.
Yeah, longest running and best. You can find Rob at XRBob on Twitter, Pistol at On The Spot Facebook page when he feels like it. Where can they find you, Morgan?
Morgan Holmes Evans, just put the full name in. I know it's a mouthful, but there's only one of us in the world, so you can't go wrong. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, I'm on LinkedIn, but I never use it. I just endorse people, and that's pretty much it. And Fusion Networks, also on Instagram and Facebook, and support local business.
Yeah, and I'm Kat Gunn, and I'm not very active on it anyway. So thanks for listening.
Thanks for making it this far, everyone. Go the Cowboys.
Go Cowboys.
Go Cowboys. Woo! Da 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 da